It's not only meteorologists who closely monitor the effects of a hurricane or a tropical storm. When the barometer starts to fall, lawyers sit up and take notice as well, and not just for obvious reasons. Government attorneys and investigators maintain their watch for something called price gouging before and after the storm. The Florida Attorney General says that he finds it infuriating when businesses try to profit off others' misery. The Alabama Attorney General says people shouldn't be victimized twice. But of course they feel consumers' pain, they're politicians. The law dispenses with the hyperbole and warns that even in our capitalistic and entrepreneurial society, you can't raise your prices too high just because people really, really want your stuff. In times of disaster, the law of supply and demand gives way to the law of consumer protection. And so in Florida, the Dr. Dry Company faces charges of violating the state price gouging law. Officials say that the cleaning experts charged one customer $22 per square yard for post-hurricane wet carpet removal when the going rate pre-hurricane was $3 to $8 a yard. And Florida hotels have been charged with price gouging for charging guests more at check-out than they were quoted at check-in. Prices had gone up over the course of the hurricane, don't you know? The Florida state statute makes it against the law to sell any essential commodity or service within a disaster area for an amount that grossly exceeds the amount charged for the same thing 30 days earlier. In Alabama, it's an act of gouging when the price goes up by 25% or more. And in South Carolina, the statute explicitly lists hotels and motels under the umbrella of possible violators. Even in Illinois, the governor has the right to keep a lid on prices during any state of emergency. But it's in New York where the statutes have faced published court inquiry. There, one alleged price gouger was a generator company that had charged up to 67% more for its products around the time Hurricane Gloria hit. The court ultimately upheld the decision to make the company pay fines and restitution. Yes, generators were essential and therefore covered under the statute. Yes, dealers were in a far better bargaining position than, say, the parent whose child needs an electric nebulizer for chronic asthma. And yes, the attorneys for the state are the ones who will decide whether or not price increases are due solely to increased shipping costs. Sometimes the price gouging is pretty clear, and sometimes it isn't. You might get to thinking, for example, about those signs at the grocery store explaining that orange juice may be in short supply due to storm damage. And you might remember that orange juice prices here seem to rise when the orange groves face a weather disaster there. But quench your thirst for litigation elsewhere. The law doesn't apply to such food or drink unless the ultimate consumer is within the disaster area. And thankfully, given this hurricane season, we're not. I'm Amy Guida.